Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisser Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisser Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisser Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by... That's what's up. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday, we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. Starting off with some music news, of course, because it's New Music Friday. We're celebrating and we are beaming with pride in South Africa right now as Tyla's triple win. Just recently, she won 3 MTV EMAs. Make me sweat. Make me water.
The water, 2024. Yonke.
Yeah, 2024 yonke. Sizokubona. New Year's. How about happy? Rifella kayona. Right? So she took home Best Afrobeat, Best R&B, and Best African Act. Quite exciting for her. I think after she got snubbed for a Grammy nomination, this was definitely something to cheer her up for that. I didn't expect her to get another Grammy nomination, though I think one was enough. But yeah, this is quite cool. She went on stage, of course, to thank Afrobeats for putting, I guess, SA stars on the map. Let's have a listen to a little bit of her speech.
Oh my gosh, guys, I can't believe it. Literally all the nominees, they are insane. They literally have taken Afrobeats so far. And I'm so honored to be winning this award, you know, like, it's insane. But I just want to thank my team. I want to thank my family, the Tigers, for voting for me. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to God, obviously. And yeah, thank you to Afrobeats. You know, Afrobeats has opened so many doors for African music. So thank you so much to Afrobeats.
Beautiful, beautiful. You used to be a Tyla hater, though. Are you like now a Tiger?
Namanji.
Namanje, you are Namanje. A hater.
Namanje.
I don't understand how she's still not convinced that she's a star. It's not actually her thing now, is it?
Yeah, but manje, ring, I concede maybe she's best.
Yeah, man, comes well. I think at this point, if she's amongst, you know, the greatest stars, it kind of makes her a star as well. But that's the chat about that. That's that about that. Congratulations to her. In other news, though, sad news, actually, because Uteles in July suffered a stroke, as we all know. And now, yeah, we got our first, I guess, health update from his family saying that, you know, he is recovering. He obviously he's gotten a rehabilitation. Why is this word dribbling me? And for some reason, so he's undergoing rehabilitation.
Right. Say it after me. Rehabilitation.
Exactly that. So he's slowly, you know, getting into the swing of things, thanks to the love and support of his family. But we haven't seen any images of him until now, because the barber decided to be... Oh, now I see he deleted it, but he's forgetting that there are screenshots. It's fine. I took a screenshot. So the barber decided, I'm going to take a video and pictures of Uteles while he's recovering. So we saw him on a wheelchair. He's looking not like the Deles we know, not like the North God that we know. His face is seemingly only operating on one side, because when he was smiling, the smile was only like on the left side of his face. So, of course, right now, well wishes are being sent from all directions. The industry is we all are sending him well wishes. We're not even trying to be even, you know, weird by also sharing these images, but you know, we all wondered actually where Deles was right now. You know, what's the chat about him? And he seems to be at the house which is said to be on the market.
Yeah.
Did you see? So is it on the market?
It was. I don't know now.
According to somebody. So allegedly. Allegedly on the market.
But that's a problem when you start using God's name in vain. Say you are not God.
Yay!
Isn't it so? And
what God?
And you know our God is a jealous God.
Oh, man. Well, I hope. Ish. Yeah. Mm. Sending prayers and well wishes, fire and everything. Well, that's that about that. I guess I'm glad to just see that he's doing okay.
That less.
Yeah. He's alive and that's what matters, I guess. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in other news, Casper Nyovest, the rapper, when celebrating his wife's 31st birthday, he went on social media to pin a tribute of sorts. But in that tribute or heartfelt message that he penned to his wife, Upulani, the childhood sweetheart, he went as far as saying, "I never thought I would willingly get married." How spicy is that? Did somebody force him before?
A son and Davan, ne marriage, we worried about your kid.
Right?
Yeah, say something about your kid. Mama manje, there's no comeback from what your baby mama said. And I imagine Velutore, I don't speak about my kid in public. Mm-hmm. But say something about your kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's high time. You need to know what's happening.
Amen.
Because Ankara, it's a one-sided arrangement between an and baby mom. And there's no co-parenting. There's nothing. What? Take a picture with
there's
your
no
wife.
There's no co-parenting?
I think. Take a picture with your, with Pulane and Khoto. They're not born. Everything is in order. But at the moment, it's not in order.
I doubt he would actually share that side of him anytime now, because we did drag him for quite some time. For, I think, 2 days straight, or was it for a whole entire week that we were dragging this man? Like, Ugozi, sir, get your stuff together. So I think he's still getting his stuff together before he says that, yeah, I'm a present father and I love my son. Or he's waiting for a birthday to share that post.
But you can't say you are a born again. Then you still need to sort out your things out. Gaba, yes and no. I get officially you married willingly.
Yes.
Then bring your son willingly. Take a short
lady. Okay.
Yeah. Let us know you're from a co-parenting type of arrangement. Mm. At some point, your dad, of course, you need to be introduced to stepmom fell.
Yeah, that's... Oof.
But yeah, anyways, get Casper.
That is just Casper, right?
Yeah.
I think splits are definitely... Yeah, they're always messy. Mm. They're always messy. I mean, we're already looking at one that is about to be messy with Sello Makakangube and Pearl's marriage coming to an end.
Yeah.
They are headed for divorce. I'm just like... This man. Okay, so for those that have been living under a rock, I wonder what rock that one is. Please come out of it. Don't go back there anymore. What has been happening is just on Saturday, Sello decided to be dramatic with his life. After not speaking to Upearl for like 5 days, he was like, no, I'm going to serve you with a protection order. So he rocked up at Upearl's home with two cops to serve her with a protection order. Now, what he did was wrong because he came with three protection orders. One, Yagalibu Keswa. Two, which is somebody that I don't know. And the third one, Yake Upearl. This was one step towards, you know, ending his relationship with Pearl. Very, very messy, Mr. Sir. Yeah, I don't know. What's your take on the story, just from that alone?
I like a very complex situation. Like we don't know what's like Ibilan Gar, they were giving us the cameo role star of what's happening in their relationship. You remember Sello left Pearl, or Pearl left Sello in Eastern Cape after fight. So then fast forward, Khobato and the protection order. But I think the it was a ticking time bomb.
A ticking time bomb.
Because you're accusing Leb of being in a relationship with Pelka.
Yes.
So he's been quiet.
He's been quiet. And for me, what's crazy is that these people have been portraying a very loving relationship on social media. And that's the thing about all these, you know, relationships that come to an end and a dramatic end. On social media, it looks pretty good. I mean, this was a celebrity couple that was seemingly loving, and suddenly now you guys are on the rocks. And dramatically so, you guys are serving each other with court papers. And worse is that there's infidelity or alleged infidelity, as well as alleged abuse as well, that's laced in this tumultuous marriage. Let's have a listen to what Usilo
Magika Ncube had to say. They're trying to, you see, like Pearl and Lebo.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl has been trying to make sure that she actually gets me on something. And throughout my relationship with her, she has actually failed. Mm-hmm. And also, Lebo must send you her whatever WhatsApp that she sent to me when I told Pearl to stop associating my brand with Lebo's. Everything that was in the social media, every caption that was written, was written by, I think I have few that I suggested, but all of them, 99.199%, were written by her. She was managing the social media, and I was presented as somebody who was happily married. Actually, I lived a life of hell.
Yeah, quite messy. And here's what Pearl had to say to that.
All I can tell you, Anne, you are touching not even the tip of an iceberg. You have not even seen the tip of the iceberg. But I can guarantee whatever he has told you, is a lie. It's a lie. He's lying through his teeth, which is so pathetic and stupid. I don't know who's doing his PR, right? But the people that are guiding him, because apparently he went to go get a team of PR specialists, because he's getting a divorce from me and he knows that I'm good at this and he needs help, right? And this is the help they're giving him. There is something bigger that's coming. Is there logic in that man's head, man? My family has never approved of him from the beginning. And that has always been a problem with him, because I think everywhere he goes, right? Mm. He is a hero of some sort, right? Mm. Then he meets this family. He had this woman who's a nobody. Because you know what he says to me? He says to me, I'm your purpose in life. One time we argued. And I'm like, you know my purpose is God. Then my mother and my children.
Well, you know, there are a lot of allegations in the story, as we can all hear. And it's quite messy. And apparently, according to Pearl, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's still more, still to be unveiled, revealed. So we'll see. I think what Pearl's sentiments are is that she just wanted to silently, amicably split. However, when Sillo rocked up, Sillo rocked up at her house while she was in bed, unbeknownst to her, he just rocks up. That's when she decided, okay, if you're going to go hell, if you're going to go to hell, I'm going to go to hell, hell.
Yo.
You know, so quite a dramatic one. But yeah, let's see how this story unfolds. I think this is going to be, it's going to be a very long one. She obviously also wants, what is rightfully hers, because they were married in community of property. Since 2021, October 31st. So she wants one of the cars.
Porsche
or Mercedes. She's like, whichever one he decides to keep, I just need to have one.
But a few weeks ago, I saw him by the ATM at the Maka RS5. Yeah.
What is that? What is the RS5?
It's the RS5, an Audi.
Oh, okay. Asas Guti Beyaban. So, according to Pearl,
No. It's not. It's a C200, yeah, coupe, it's 163, it's silver, that's a Merc, yeah, it's a Merc.
So yes, yeah, exactly, so they have a Merc and a Porsche. So she says, doesn't matter which one, she just wants to have one car, because that is rightfully hers, because everything must be cut in half when you've been married in community property. She also wants The money to be also split in half, because most of the earnings that she, you know, Osillo has, she kind of, I kind of share the same sentiments regarding this, because she's brought work to him, you know, and now she's saying the earnings as well, let them be cut in half. The house that they were going to move into together at Blue Valley Centurion, let's just sell it. I don't want it anymore. So let's see.
It's too much.
So even though Osillo was the first person to take the step towards inquiring about how to file for divorce, and she's saying that, well, she sent the screenshot of her also trying to fasten this entire process, saying that, yo, I'm ready, give me the papers, let me sign, like, I definitely also want to put an end to this. So let's see how that story unfolds. Right. Yeah.
Mariah, man, I say sharp, it's the breakup, man.
The breakup, what's one thing about breakups?
Are you for the breakup and garam not?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's like, you, for me, what's crazy is that how you can go from, I love you so much, you're the most amazing person, and I definitely want to marry you, to, I definitely don't want to see you ever again. You ruined my life. So it says a lot about what really transpired in the marriage itself. Quite hectic. You're right? She's within there somehow. Still speaking, you know, still with speaking in the realm of nuptials and marriage, Kwezi Ndlovu is now also off the market. The Umkhokha actress. This past weekend, there was an intimate lobola celebration that she hosted with her partner, with close family and best friends in Durban. So she tied a knot with Durban businessman Ilemi. Oh, isiZulu sana angaziwazingshaya. Usibongiseni Mageza Mbambo. Oh, got it. Right. They have twins together and they got married. But there was a bit of speculations when she made this announcement. Rumors circulated that her husband was actually already married, and allegedly Kwezi had stolen this businessman from her friend. But she obviously had to come out to set the record straight. She went to her social media stories to clarify that, no, my husband-to-be is not married and has never been married before. Our respective families and our children are excited about our journey, as it is the first for both families. Actually, in this entire line, now that I'm reading it, she's like, our children are excited. These kids, they are just born. So there's no way that they are excited and knowing what's actually happening. So that means there are other children. Yeah, there are. So, and he was never married. Interesting one.
Oh, someone was trying to be smart.
Like, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, so he's like, no, my husband and Tina's husband, which is, assuming, her friend, are brothers, which makes it a very special moment for her. And blah, blah, blah. She's happy about this next chapter. Right. She's excited, and I guess that's the chat.
Yeah, but I'm a spin doctor. Our
children are happy.
But my twins are...
They were just born. Hold on. Okay. Side eye, but congratulations, ma'am. Right?
I say good luck with your problems, crazy.
Hey, let's speak, you know, life and love towards Usisi Kesana, because... Happy, umtholile umuntu unemali.
Umtholile, ngale umtholile, but soon you'll be like Pelin. That is
no. God forbid. Oh my gosh, that would be.
This wedding thing. Okay, no, it's fine.
Let's marriage is a beautiful thing. I want to get married one day, and I hope it ends with, not in tears, or maybe tears of joy.
I think I'm done.
Don't be done. I'm
going to be a single parent until
I hope your girlfriend is listening, wherever she is. Yeah. Or girlfriend. Asas Bangak. Well, anyway, apparently, how many celebrity sangomas do we have? How many of them have turned, they change their tune after that, and then they go, yeah, Mina, I've given my life to God, so I am no longer a sangoma. They retired sangomas. How many have we actually had? Because now Kelly has decided to add to that number. She is saying that she's a certified healer. One thing about Kelly Kumalo, she'll embellish everything. She's a certified healer, according to her. She says that she recently graduated as a nyanga. She accepted her ancestral calling. Is it real? We don't know. We never know.
I don't believe it.
Why?
I think takes a couple of months or a year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now when? Because now in July, she was performing in Kotevan July.
She's been booked and busy.
She's been
booked and busy.
We told her, you call it to them. I'm sure if you susa kule ndaba le ehlezi na 10 years indaba angakwazi ukuyiphendula futhi kususa kuyo so manje continue ke indaba zakho mara ma SMS aphumile lapha enkantona kuthi lo buti lo ungasamfuni thank awabona kuni tabeng
abari
SMS she was sent in to Zandi asabatla senzo. And she'll do whatever.
Very, very, very dramatic.
But on this case, I don't believe for the kinyang.
Right. Yeah. Well, she says, you know, for 15 years, it took her 15 years of searching and trying to figure out who she really is. And now she's finally graduated. She says that she underwent a very rigorous initiation. To a point where it was bambuzilabati njani on Ukhozi FM. And she was like, including water, nature, prayer, and understanding her roots or through her roots. I don't know if this is the rigorous training. Isn't it good to unonyaga, ungune nyanga ya manzi, kune nyanga. So mhlambe, I guess she's all of them. Is that what it means? We need to speak to a cultural expert for sure.
I think kwezinye izinto khona ezinye inyanga ukuthi uyakuzwa uyabona ukuthi lo uzodila ngale how do I get away with murder.
Wow. Blame it on the ancestors. Yeah.
How to get away with murder.
Right? Okay, I was going to wonder, like, has she had a conversation with, like, Senzo, for instance? But we didn't have to take it there. Let's let him rest in peace while
Today we are a controversial figure.
I mean, I'm just like, I really, don't you wonder? You kind of ask yourself some of these questions. Well, somebody who's resting in peace, though, we'll move on from that. Zahara is resting in peace at this point. We do know the legend, the singer. She died age 36 in December 2023 after a short illness. But this past weekend, her family decided to host a celebration for her. This was her first, heavenly birthday. And her family say that they have not been able to play her music. It's been quite a somber, you know, home. But they decided, okay, for her birthday, let's do something to remember her and honor her in a very cheerful way. Here's what her sister, Ubandezwa, had to say.
I celebrate it has been since it's our first birthday without her. Mm. Like to celebrate engekho yena, and it was not easy for us, all of us as a family, special for my mother.
Mm.
But okay, I would like to thank Ufika Kukasi's Lusan, and but it is in Kalen Baba to celebrate the day I can this day. Try again, I bring my bala, a case, I make some flowers, yabo. And then we came back home, Sabane Prai. And it was our first time even to listen to her songs because we couldn't listen to her songs. We'll find ourselves crying when we play her music. But yesterday, at least, even Nabachana Baki, Babatanaka, Kulubula Lovandora Betu, Nabachana Baki, where they were singing the songs, singing her love. And even when Bebeza Lezangoma. So we'll say to them, I'm here, can we rest? And don't want to. Like, if it's too new, can't we go to the even if we was a shop of them, how far I'm not. But at least yesterday, it's like we found a turning point, a tail.
Beautiful. So that's that on that. Yeah, beautiful. Rest in peace. I guess now that they can play the music again, it's a beautiful story. And obviously, if they play the music, then the streams, you know, they'll get some money.
So the house, what happened to the house?
The house, son, is it actually sold? Because I remember, hey, thank you for that, actually. So we must go back to that story. Shout out. Yo, leaving it on a beautiful note, our reality TV star, Nonku Williams International Kesana, she has added author to her growing resume. She's not just a businesswoman, not just a reality star. She's now saying she's an author, even though Untite, a pamphlet as a book. Interesting. So volume one is coming out in 2025. She's saying that she's going to be releasing of different volumes of this book memoir, which is called Unapologetically Me, to share bits and pieces of her stories. She's saying she's decided to do it this way to have, I guess, her fans go just tell her story bit by bit, because it's quite an elephant. So yeah, congratulations to her. I think writing is not... Writing a book is quite a big step, especially if you're not a writer. But she did say that she had the help of her, or of an editor, to help her construct her story in the way that she wants to put it out there. So yeah, kudos to her. I guess that's it. Did I miss anything? Is there anything other than this?
Nope.
That's bigger than that? Well, I guess that's it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, goodbye for now.